So many people say how January is the most depressing time of the year. You know, spent a load of money, we have pretty crappy weather usually, and we've got really nothing much to look forwards to. But, you know, I hear that, and then I also hear people kind of expand that to, oh, like those winter months after Christmas, it's the worst time ever. Guys, this is life. Seasons are part of life, and you can choose whether you find the comfort in your misery and complain about it every year, or you can extract the best out of every single situation. And I'm not saying you need to be grateful for the rain. I'm not saying you need to be, you know, happy that you've got bugger all in your bank account because you went mad this Christmas. I'm not saying that. But every day that we wake up is a gift. Like, we don't know how long life is going to be. And that might sound morbid. It might be a bit like, oh, Sash, give it a rest. But it's true. Like, everyone has this expectation that they're going to live forever. And that is such bullshit, you know, or maybe not even forever, but you think you're going to go until you're at least 85. Well, says who? You know, reality check, we have no control over that. We have no control over however long we live. So the fact that we're going to almost disregard those winter months unless it's December because we've got all these flashy Christmas lights coming and some nice gifts and some fit food doesn't mean that we have to write them off. We can't write them off. What can you do today that puts a smile on your face? For me, for example, I've just been listening to Cool on Me, the tune. For me, music is a great way of changing my state in an instance. You know, waking up and being nice and calm to my day is also another thing. You know, making sure I get some steps in and go out in nature. And all right, if it's absolutely pissing it down, I might choose to just have a snuggle on the sofa with the dogs instead. And I think this is where, like, a huge part of this is about taking responsibility for your life and for how you feel. And sometimes there are certain things that you can't change, you know, the weather to a degree, your family situation. You know, there are lots of things that you maybe can't change, but there are certain things that you can change. How well you sleep. You know, you can look at your sleep hygiene and things like caffeine cutoff time in terms of what else could it be? Digital cutoff time in terms of reading a book instead of watching another screen before you go to bed. You know, and that will have a positive impact on how you feel for the whole day. As well as like being grateful, like when you open your eyes first thing in the morning, being like, ah, oh, I'm alive and it's a great day. It might be raining outside, but I'm in a warm house and I've got a coat. Yes. I think we think that we should only be grateful for the big things like the holidays or the nice car or the promotion or when your kids are all behaving. Whereas we're not grateful for the very small little things that kind of accumulate and they form our lives. And I would just love you to start with that one thing today. That challenge, like instead of doing dry January, if you don't want to do that, how about we do the gratitude? How about we go down the route of January is not going to be the most depressing month of the year. January is not going to be the month of deprivation and I don't know, boring or whatever, you know? Let's make it your best month. Let's make it 10 times better than it was last year. And I don't, maybe 10 times is an exaggeration, but one times better. Let's do things that make us joyous every day rather than, you know, leaving for late for work late and then getting road rage. How about we leave on time and we can have a nice jolly sing along on the way to work? And of course, right, we're humans. It's not all about being rainbows, unicorns, and daffodils. It's not. We're going to have shit days and we need to normalize those struggles. We really, really, really do. But they don't need to be here every day. And this is the thing that there was a test done, a study done with a lady who was working with end-of-life patients. And she said to them, like, what is the biggest regret? And you can go and Google this. And it was things like worrying about the small stuff so much, not doing the things I wanted to do, staying in the job too long, staying with a partner who was a dick for too long. Or, all right, an 85-year-old woman might not have said that, but but all these things, you can get the gist. And that's what life's about. And we keep going through these motions. We keep striving for success or complaining unless it's sunny and then it's too sunny, so we complain. Whereas if we can just see beauty in every day, and do you know who reminded me of this the other day? My dog, Rodney, has a He's got this amazing sense, right? Wherever we go, he'll go rummaging off somewhere and he will find a ball, right? And that's the same for us. Like he could find one in the least ball throwing place you've ever imagined, right? And he'll go foraging and he'll find it. Whereas we can find beauty in any moment, but we choose sometimes not to. So there's some food for thought for you, and I hope it's helpful, and I'd love to know your thoughts on that.